The following program is sponsored by James Freed.
880 The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed
billions and billions
of dollars in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guest, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, thank you so much, Fonda. We got to pay those people more, by the way, that always do the applause and the singing and everything on your team. I really think they're tremendous, Wanda. I want to thank our friends that are listening today. We've got a great show for you today. It's our tech show, so we've got Andre Singh.
Penny every day.
Senny like a penny. I'll get it right someday, Andres. We also have Michael Beckerman. That was an easy one. Michael is the founder and CEO of CRE Tech, the News Fundle, and Atypical. So he's a friend of friends, and a welcome to the show. We've got back our tech expert on artificial intelligence, Olivia Ramos. We've got a tremendous show. Stick with us. We're going to talk about how to use real estate property technology to make you more efficient in your work and make your life better every day. Back after this, Wanda, take it away and rock the house. Hi, everybody. You're looking to buy or lease a new car? Well, then you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. That's right. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got their great store up in Gainesville that sells Audis and down in Key West. Well, that store sells them all. And what do they all have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. And what does that mean? Well, that means that you get complimentary service loaners, dynamic wheel replacement, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offers, the best value guarantee, and of course, you get their 72-hour exchange where you could take 3 full days to make sure you love your Warren Henry vehicle. So you should join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Ugly.
Stupid.
Dweeb.
Useless. Weird.
Slow.
Things that should never be said.
Shut it down.
We are all beautiful.
We are strong.
We are powerful.
Be loud.
Be proud.
We have the power to put an end to bullying.
So go ahead. Be you. Be bold.
Be different.
Be brave.
Choose to stand up against bullies.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Hi, everybody. That's right. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, I can help you solve your real estate transactions. Who are my two latest clients? The Lennar Corporation and the Related Group. Well, I'll give you the same kind of service that I gave them. My clients are typically local families. I solve their real estate transaction issues all the time. Just got a call. Can you close this loan for me in less than a week? I said, no, but how about 2 weeks? They said, okay, that'll work. And that's what we did. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Thank you, Wanda. We really appreciate it. We're back with our tech program today. We've got Andre Senny on. Senny like a penny. Did I get it right? Oh, I'm learning.
There you go.
I'm real intelligence, the artificial intelligence that our other guest, Olivia Ramos, gives at her company, DeepBlock. This appears to be smarter than me. And Andres, who did you bring to the show today?
So today we're joined by Michael Beckerman, good friend and the biggest, longest time ally I know in the CRE tech face.
Thank you.
Wow. Well, that's two thought leaders. Two thought leaders from the beginning and a thought leader from today. I think I'm all thought leadered up here. So, Andreas, tell me a little bit about what we're going to talk with Michael today.
So I'm so glad Michael could join us today, because his view and what he's seeing straight from the corporate entities on what's coming, what's been, and where we're going is unique and incomprehensible. Siri Collaborative, we're out there, we're working with the market, we're connecting companies and technologies, and Michael is the largest content, data, and event platform. It's the largest growing. So Michael, I really want to turn it to you. You tell us, where are we in your words today?
Well, thank you, Andreas. Thank you, Jim. Thank you, everybody, for giving me the forum today. I'm thrilled to join you, and I'm a big fan of all of you are doing. So appreciate it very much. So I think, you know, if you just took a quick step back, I got into this CRE tech or CRE tech, as we try and get us known as. In the, say, 2011-12 sector, it was very small, it was very young. We would call this sort of the emerging tech startup community. At that time, say 2012, there was about 50 million invested in this space, about a dozen or so startups. Fast forward today, last year, about 12 billion invested in this space. We track about 4,000 or so startups. And so I'll just tell you, you know, simply you could just, you know, digest that number and understand it's staggering, the amount of growth that's taken place in the commercial real estate tech sector. And it's impacted every aspect of the industry, from office, industrial, retail, hotel, multifamily, brokerage to development, to all the services side. So it's fast and furious, and it's also having a profound impact on creating great efficiency and innovation in the space.
Now, is this being driven, Michael, by the individual real estate practitioners, or is it more being driven by the CRE operating companies, investors? Who's really driving the evolution of technology in commercial real estate?
Well, it's a great question. I think that if you looked at any industry, whether it was fintech or whether it was healthcare, and you ask that question about what's driving this, what's driving the innovation and driving the influx of capital into it, it's going to be the same thing in every instance. It's going to be the consumer or the customer, right? It's the end user. It's the end user that is working in an office building, or it's the end user, you know, that's a tenant or a resident in a multifamily property, or somebody that's experiencing something more. Everybody today wants technology in every aspect of their life. And so it was only a matter of time before it impacted the commercial real estate industry. And those that are embracing it, and my friend Andreas, he's as good as anybody in understanding this, are leading. Those that are not are going to find themselves as the laggards in the next evolution of this industry. But it's definitely coming from the end user.
You know, I see a couple of different types of technology silos or lanes, if you will. First is the hard assets, the changes that are going on to the physical spaces to accommodate technology. Older buildings may not be able to handle the high-speed internet and different things like that. And the newer buildings are driving it with different technologies that they're incorporating directly. So I think that a lot of different things are happening that way. What's your perspective on that?
Andreas, how about you, man? What do you think?
Yeah.
No, I'll jump in.
Look, yeah, jump in on this, Andreas.
It's a unified world. The simple fact is I remember CRE Tech when it was 100, 200 people, and now it's well over 1,000 in attendance at these events. As Michael said, the consumers may be driving the change or the need for change. Our end user clients, as a broker, developer, Jim, now you're in finance.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, it's about efficiency for us. And efficiency for us means eliminating timely and costly tasks. And the same is true for building owners, those technologies you speak of. Any way in which we can make things faster, better, smarter, with AI and other things, that's a win. And the people who take advantage of that are going to win more and be ahead of everyone else.
So I have the queen of artificial intelligence. So we are, in fact, making these things faster and better, are we not, Olivia? And how are we doing that?
Absolutely. I mean, at least in our practice, what we're trying to do is expediting the process of looking at a piece of land that now requires architects and analysts and contractors and banks and brokers to all sit around the table and look at the same deal just to see what you can do. That process is taking many weeks, sometimes months, depending on the complexity of the project. With artificial intelligence, we can come up with 10 immediate ideas that would be the highest return on cost or the highest, the lowest rents possible, and you can automate and be efficient about getting the results that you want in seconds, essentially.
And Michael, does this kind of team up with some of the other people that you know that are leading the way in CRE tech?
Well, I'll tell you this, that, and I think your guests are brilliantly articulating it, data and information in the real estate world has always been a laggard.
Yes.
People have always historically, and you all know this, Jim, you're better than anybody, have looked at information as historical perspectives.
Yes.
What all of this artificial intelligence, machine learning, et cetera, is giving people access to is data in real time that they've never had access to. So it's profound in its impact on the commercial real estate industry. And I would say it's probably the most significant trend that we're seeing is that, you know, the amount of data that's available, that is available to such a large swath of people in the sector, it's never been like this before in the history of commercial real estate. So that, I think, is the most important driver right now.
And that's a huge point Michael makes, is data. There's more and more data available. And to Olivia's product and AI, it only works as it gets connected, which is why Creco exists.
You know,
I mean, first the people had to be there, then the technology, and now the data's got to talk.
And let me tell you, we're going to talk about that in the last part of our show when I talk to Olivia after we have to let everybody else go, because you guys all got to leave. Olivia and I are going to talk about how we're going to look forward into the future, look backwards, and make projections using AI. We'll talk about that more. So people, stick with us. Got to do a little teasing. So Andreas, then, you're one of the market leaders and thought leaders in the commercial real estate technology sector. Who are some of the types of people that utilize your technology?
Well, that's very kind, and standing in this group, we're all thought leaders, right? We're all pioneers at different levels. Michael was in before I was. The simple fact is, the people using it are the CRE tech companies. Technology is looking to connect their consumers, or their consumers are looking to connect the technologies. For instance, Agile CRM, connecting to your MOS, connecting to your property database, connecting to your back-end commission software. We are eliminating the timely, costly task of managing and handling your CRE tech needs by being that advisor, that service that connects it all for you, data warehouse.
You did that for me. You did that for me last week when I posted something up on your platform and got a number of calls from people that I hadn't met before. It's a new way for me to meet new people, which I never thought I would do other than handshaking and going to events. But I meet new people now all the time using the technology. And that's sort of what the CRE tech events are all about, is you get people colliding and ideas happening. Is that not true, Michael?
That's exactly it, Jim. We're trying to do what our core mission at CRE Tech, CRE Tech is we're trying to bring innovation to the commercial real estate industry at large, the largest industry on earth as measured by global GDP. How do we do that? We have to connect people, just as Andreas is doing, just like you're doing it, and we do it through our events. But at the core of it is we want to help encourage and foster a new era of innovation in this massive, wonderful industry. So yes, we do it at our events. We've got a big one coming up in New York in October 16th and 17th, in Brooklyn for the first time. So we're very excited. We hope to see you there as well.
So I would love to go. And Andreas, you and I, and of course Olivia could go. What are the types of things that people attending that event would see, Michael? Help me out. I'll give you a promo the event for me.
So what we try and do is we... Understanding this industry that I've been in for 35 years, yes, I'm that old, is that what really motivates and moves others to adopt technology is when they see their peers doing it. So therefore, we tend to put developers, owners, investors, brokerage firms, end users on the stage. So you'll see Michael Rudin of Rudin Management, one of the largest landholders in New York. You'll see Tishman Spire. You'll see Prologis. You'll see Equity Office. You'll see the JLL Spire. Spark. You'll see Fifth Wall, the largest VC in this space. So and Avalon Bay will be there, and so they'll be giving you sort of TED Talks about what they're doing in terms of technology and innovation. So that's on the stage, as well as many, many other amazing speakers, many that I forgot. You'll see 50, 60, 70 booths and exhibits, so you can come and discover and connect with startups and technology providers. We will have meetup areas where you can use our app to set up a meeting with anybody that you want that's attending. And we'll have a VC zone. So if you are a startup and you want to meet with a potential venture capitalist, we'll enable you to do that. All together, in total, we're trying to just create this great two-day experience where we're connecting those that are creating and investing in technology with those that want to adopt and use it.
Oh, that's amazing. Can you guys stick with me and do another segment? Because, my God, we got to drill down a little bit more on that with Michael and Andreas. You barely talked, and, of course, we have the smartest person in the room here with me. So we'll be right back.
It's just spectacular.
Sorry I talked over you, Michael.
Nope, good. Just thanking everybody for the time and opportunity, and you should check out Andreas' site. It's tremendous. And thanks, Andreas, for the opportunity.
You stick with us for one more segment, Michael? Are we done with Michael? What's going on, Andreas? You tell me.
No, I thought I was getting kicked off, so I would love to.
No.
You got another segment here.
And Olivia, I'm anxious to learn more about what you're doing. So.
Okay, we're going to talk a little bit more with Olivia then after this segment. We're going to talk about artificial intelligence. All right. Now that's actually great kibitzing. Wanda, take it away. We're going to come right back with some more Freedom Business with great information you can use right now to make yourself more profitable and efficient.
Getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really bag you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fly, it's all good. Let me jump in, please sing in the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man.
Hey, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car this weekend, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got their Audi store. If you're going down to the Keys, visit their store down in Key West. What do all the cars have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. What's the Warren Henry advantage? It's a complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection. You get key replacement. You get a guaranteed purchase offer. You get the best value guarantee, and of course, my favorite, the 72-hour exchange. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave, be awesome, be daring, be kind. Choose kindness.
Hi, everybody. Looking to finance your hard-to-finance real estate? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need me to help you solve your real estate issues? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. You go, how can you help me, Jim? Well, I just helped the Related Group in Wynwood. Before that, I helped the Lennar Corporation in Wynwood. I've helped a lot of families and a lot of big companies make their real estate deals happen. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business, the longest running talk show in South Florida. Now back to your host, Jim Freed.
So
amazing.
From the silent guy on the phone, CRE Tech, CRE Collaborative, CRE Collaborator, and Michael, again, thank you for joining us. And you said a lot of great things just now about your show. You've got people on stage talking about capital. You've got people actually investing in capital. People coming to these shows looking forward to deploy and or utilizing tech. It's an incredible time. And what startup isn't looking for capital? I know, you know, even CRE Collaborative has looking for capital partners at this point and others. But what you said is interesting. Each of those names you mentioned, they're now investing huge sums of money into funds to invest in the space. Isn't that right?
You know, I, it's a great question.
Fifth Wall.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things that when people tell me, oh, you know, are we in a bubble or is it speculative or whatever, and I say, absolutely not. And I'm not, you know, I'm not naive enough to think that there's not going to be somewhat, you know, fluctuations in the amount of money that's invested. But when you look at where the money's coming from, it's coming from within the industry. So it's
smart
the incumbents
money.
That are investing. It's smart money. Thank you. So there's not a major brokerage firm that's not investing. CBRE, Cushman & Wakefield, JLL, Newmark, Colliers, there's not a major developer that's not investing. Some of these funds that are coming from the developers are massive. You've got a whole angel network of real estate professionals that are investing on the brokerage side, on the service side, on the developer side. So it is here to stay, and innovation is only going to accelerate, in my opinion.
Well, you know, we were talking before the break about talking about artificial intelligence and its impact on the things we were talking about. Go ahead. Tell us a little more, Olivia. And do you have any of these big companies that are investors with Deeplex?
Yes, actually, I wanted to mention how more than half of our investors are in the real estate industry. I mean, locally, we have Arden Carson, Avra Jain, Michael Simpkins, Jeff Miller.
Those are large real estate landholders and investors down here, and Arden Carson's the head of CBRE here locally, just to translate for everybody else.
No, and in fact, some the VCs that have invested in us are all backed, either their LPs or the family funds are all very much involved in real estate. So the industry itself is understanding the need and the future of technology and how it's going to shift.
What's some of the impact that you're bringing artificial intelligence to our industry? So help Michael and his team understand more how we could all work together.
Sure. So where we're moving towards is in two forms. One is optimizing within the building itself to run thousands of options and say, this is the right mix use. This is the right mix of areas in order to get the biggest return or whatever outcome you want to look for. And that's more of a smart constraint, smart search mechanism. The other one is a broader search to run the calculations backwards and knowing the zoning and knowing the market and knowing the demand, then give out the 10 best sites for you to do exactly what you want to do. If you say, I want to do a hotel with these amount of units, what is the property that best fits and that gives me the biggest return for that product type or that size of investment?
Hold on a second, because I thought all you did was analyze a specific property that was given. You're just telling me you were analyzing the market and all the properties in it?
That's what we're moving towards. So once we can, right now you can select any piece of land in over 1,000 cities in the U.S. and analyze a building.
With
Deeplex today. Having that information in every single site, the next step is to run a smart search mechanism that runs all the calculations backwards and gives you the best possible site for what you're looking to build.
Michael, thoughts on that one?
No, I'm jumping in,
and I can only jump in courtesy of Michael.
I mean, here you've got MIT, a good partner, a good friend of Michael's, and I was just at their Boston show, and they're analyzing patterns, buildings, how to make cities more efficient in planning, and their technology blew me away. And this is where I'll let Michael speak to how it dovetails, because I was astounded.
Well, I'm gonna be Jim for a second. Well, tell me, what was the thing that impressed you the most, where you were like, wow?
The simple fact of city designers using Legos and augmented reality to redeploy and design cities.
Me too.
And pathways and flows and congestion and utility. Are you kidding?
Me too.
Yeah,
me
but
too.
How about what she just said? How about what she just said, where you can go in, you know, I've had clients come in to me and say, Jim, I want to buy a site. I want to build 300 apartment units. And they go, now go find it to me. It sounds like artificial intelligence just put me out of a job.
Well, it made you a lot faster. That's
made me a lot faster. Okay. Now you know why Olivia is a sponsor on this show. She knows how to make me feel good with this stuff.
Well, I think Olivia and I honestly represent the leading edge of everything that's happening in the Cretech world, which is that you have brilliant people like herself that are using artificial intelligence to help the industry get smarter and faster. And so I would just simply say that what she's doing is cutting edge, it's leading edge, and it's the future of our industry. And professionals need to, you know, look into what her product is, get a demo, try it, adopt it, invest in it, because those that do will be the winners in a very short order. So I couldn't be a bigger fan than I am.
Thank you. Right. Those that adopt are winning. The first to the table always eats best, and that couldn't be more true. Olivia's product and the parallel I was drawing with the MIT, what they're doing is Olivia's got the building and where the building is and what it will be. And then MIT and the city landscapes, these new designers, are redesigning, redeveloping entire communities like what we've got in New York, all functioning on data at the end of the day, which has got to be connected through things like Creco. And at the end of the day, it's all back to basics, because it's all about us real estate professionals, advisors, shaking hands, connecting and sharing knowledge, data, where we can to advance the industry, to advance our own deals, our clients' deals.
Absolutely. And I think something that's super important, especially in CRE Tech and Greco, is the combination and bringing together the startup and the consumer. Because every time we meet a consumer, we completely understand how to refine and make it even better. And so these shows and these events and these platforms that bring us together is also having a huge impact on what we're building.
Well, that sounds like artificial intelligence, only that's the human intelligence learning. That's the same exact thing. You have the experience, and then you put the experience into your thought pattern and modify the way you do things. That's what an early adopter is all about. And when I say early adopter, I'm back to Michael. So Michael, tell us a little bit more about your conference, because there are people that have probably tuned in a little bit early, a little bit later, missed the beginning. You've got this big conference coming up in October. Please tell us a little bit more about it and who can attend and what they'll learn.
Thanks, Jim. So what we've done is we've, when we first started building CreekTech, we would go out across the country to where people asked us to go. So we found ourselves in Chicago, in Atlanta, in Miami, San Francisco, LA, Austin, et cetera, et cetera. But as the crowd started growing, we realized we couldn't do this anymore in a few hours. So we had to put this together in 2 days. So we said we were going to do a conference on the West Coast in LA, which we already had this year, and one on the East Coast in New York, which will be in Brooklyn this year. And so it's over 2 days, and you'll have speakers, for the largest landlords in the country, like Prologis, Brookfield, Tishman Speyer, Avalon Bay, Rudin's. You'll have the biggest investors in the space, like Fifth Wall and many, many others. You'll have WeWork there talking about their strategy. So you'll have a stage where there'll be constant programming over 2 days. You'll have 50, 60, 70 exhibitors that'll be startups that you can discover. We'll also have meeting spaces for people to be able to book private meetings using our app with anybody who's attending. And we expect about 2,000 people at the Brooklyn show. And there'll be a VC zone where you can, if you're a startup and you want to meet with the VC and pitch them, you'll be able to do that too. So over 2 days, it'll be the largest commercial real estate tech conference in the world, convening in Brooklyn, October 16th and 17th.
Where do they get info?
CreekTech.com.
There you go. Well, give me all the details. You led me to the water, but you didn't tell me how to drink.
I understand. That's why I'm not in charge of sales, because I suck at it.
Hey now. I think you're pretty good. So Andreas, it looks like we're like doing this in an analog, the old fashioned way, bringing everybody together. It sounds like the radio show is sort of like what CreekTech is what Creco is doing. Creco put us all together today. You get the final word on this, Andreas.
Connectivity is the final word. People shaking hands, technology shaking hands. That's CRE disruption and revolution and evolution. And that's what we're about. Everybody on this call is here to help evolve. And that only happens the more hands we shake, the more data we exchange. And that's CRE Collaborative's mission, is to help you own your data, connect your data. And if you don't know what data is or where you should or what you should be using, we'll help you there too.
Well, listen, I want to thank everybody. Again, I want to thank so much Michael for being here. Michael, you get one last shot at
this.
Thank
you. I think what Andreas just said is this is what we do every day. I thank you for the opportunity to be on your wonderful show and your program, and you're helping us immensely, more than you realize, in all that you do for our industry. It's why we named you one of the most important influencers in our sector, and I thank you very much.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you so much, and I want to thank Sarah and Malcolm and the rest of your team. We look forward to continuing to build our relationship with you, Atypical, and the rest of your team. We'll be back with more of Andreas and Krekko, and I think we're even going to be able to get Olivia to stick on with us about artificial intelligence as we continue this week's Cretech.
There you go.
You got me. I'm evolving. Michael, thank you so much. Wanda, take it away.